No one can accuse Steven Spielberg of resting on his laurels. The veteran director has two new movies hitting theaters this week, with the animated film The Adventures of Tintin going up against War Horse, a drama set against the backdrop of World War I. Tintin, based on a series of comics that have been popular in Europe since the 1930s, represents Spielberg's lighthearted, fun-loving side, whereas the epic War Horse has been groomed as Spielberg's entry in this year's Academy Awards race. It's a prime slice of Oscar bait with its spectacular battlefield scenes, major league emotional moments, and unapologetically sentimental boy-meets-horse story. But War Horse is also a 2.5-hour-long catalog of Spielberg's strengths and flaws as a filmmaker. It's a movie that's much easier to admire than it is to love. British actor Jeremy Irvine plays Albert Narracott, a young English farmer who develops a deep attachment to a colt named Joey. Albert's sentimental father, Ted, played by Peter Mullen, plunges the family dangerously into debt to buy Joey, then breaks his son's heart by selling Joey to the cavalry when England goes to war with Germany in 1914. Most of War Horse recounts Joey's adventures as he goes from owner to owner during the war, while Albert, who joins the army, continues to search for his beloved friend. "Wherever you are, I will find you and bring you home," Albert promised Joey, and he turns out to be a man of his word. Spielberg knows how to compose breathtaking sequences, and War Horse includes several, as well as some wonderful moments involving Joey's visit to a fragile French girl named Emily, played by Celine Buckins, and a terrific, very funny scene in which an English soldier and his German counterpart have to call a temporary truce in order to save Joey from a perilous situation in the middle of no man's land. But too often in War Horse, the gorgeous images overwhelm the drama and suffocate the emotions. Spielberg spends so much energy on selling the story that he doesn't do it justice. Don't expect the shocking, no-holds-barred visuals of Saving Private Ryan here. Spielberg and cinematographer Janis Kaminski have made World War I look like a theme park attraction. Every mud puddle, every piece of flaming debris, every fallen soldier seems to be artfully arranged. And although we're supposed to worry about the plight of Emily and her grandfather, played by Niels Arstrup, it's hard to think about their problems when they seem to be living in the prettiest little rustic cottage imaginable, full of jam jars and drying herbs hanging from the rafters. It's the same problem that weighed down Spielberg's screen version of The Color Purple. He's tackling a story full of pain and trauma and heartbreak, yet he can't resist his urge to cook up crowd-pleasing entertainment with manipulative tricks and sumptuous production values, too. So even the darkest corners of War Horse are brightly illuminated and given a glossy coat of paint. Mary Poppins once told us that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Spielberg apparently believes a barrel full will make everything even sweeter. So War Horse becomes a war movie that's never too scary or too depressing. At the same time, it's also a tearjerker that never really hits us in the heart. After all, once you start crying, things can get messy. And Spielberg apparently can't tolerate messiness, especially if it gets in the way of his making picturesque movies. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.